Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of K Trent Nada. I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
And Miles, it's a bad day to have the last name Gates. I'll tell you what, buddy.
Oh, boy.
So we talk on tomorrow's episode about Bill Gates. Some new troubling details that apparently aren't new, but just like didn't really break through to the mainstream because
it's
we
like when the
we
media,
respect our billionaires in this country.
Yeah. When the media's goodwill tank runs out for you, right, then they start reporting is how it works.
Yeah.
It's like we'll sit on these stories till it'll benefit us to talk like report the stuff rather than feeling like we don't want to slander somebody.
No, yeah.
These seem like things that people have known for a minute. Now we're just hearing about.
Yeah, like everybody who worked for him was like, yeah, he was just asking all the women who worked for him out.
Yeah.
Hey, would you date me? If not, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody I asked.
Anyways, Matt Gaetz. Is there
Matt
something
Gaetz,
new?
No, it's the same shit we were talking about last week. It just seems like maybe the
getting worse, basically,
way the news cycle hit, people missed it because now it's coming. You know, it's trending number one on Twitter that his homie, Joel Greenberg, is, he pled guilty and will be cooperating. Hence, Matt Gaetz is fucked. Somebody was flying a literal plane banner over the courthouse that just said TikTok Matt Gaetz, which I kind of respect. Yeah. So his days, his hours are numbered, I'm guessing.
I'm curious to know what happens as all these people try and sacrifice each other for their own well-being. Like if this is a domino, like, you know, that meme where someone like pushes over a little domino and then it ends up like bringing down like the 70-pound domino piece, like down the line because of momentum. Like, I'm curious if this, I don't know, this spells larger trouble for Trump, et cetera. But no, no, no. We can all live in a fantasy world where justice exists. Mm.
The big domino, I feel like.
The Noid.
The Noid, yeah. Once the Noid falls, they all fall. the New York Times story on Bill Gaetz that we're talking about tomorrow, just unquestioningly refers to Jeffrey Epstein's death as a suicide. So, you know, that's one of those dominoes that just disappeared. That was, I believe, pretty well positioned to fuck a lot of people over. But all right, $735 million are trending. Why is that? What's happening?
Well, you know, on top of just the absolute inaction of the administration to address what's happening with the Israel-Palestine, just right now, just looks like the unjust disproportionate attacks from Israel against the people of Palestine and Gaza. Now there's a story coming out about a $735 million arms deal that was okayed by Joe Biden between the U.S. and Israel. So, you know, on top of just acting like, you know, when asked, everyone in the administration is like, oh, I don't know her. It's like, you don't know about, you're doing a $735 million arms deal, sir, that you've approved. How can anyone now, I mean, not even before any of this, but anyway, looking at this story just as it is right now, can think that the U.S. has nothing to do with what's happening there. We're arming them.
We're giving them the arms to commit their war crimes with.
So what? How is the U.S. not connected to this? How are our tax dollars not connected to this? I mean, granted, all of our tax dollars with all of the foreign policy that the U.S. chooses to engage in. But this specifically is just like another head scratcher. You're like, do we need that? Do we need to be doing this arms deal? Do we need to have this over 10 years, like over $30 billion pledge to fund their defense systems? I don't think so. We have people here in like who need fucking help. And on top of it, that you should be using your might. I don't know who I'm talking to, this America that exists where it actually upholds like the ideals of democracy, which isn't true ever at all. But like in the movie version, you'd think if they had shit to say, now's the time to say something rather than just being like, I don't know.
There's a clip of Joe Biden from the 80s saying, if Israel didn't exist, we'd have to invent it to protect American interests in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's basically a neocon.
Let's be real. I mean, like there's a reason. It's not because Americans are like on board with the agenda of Zionists. It's that it is a critical military, it provides critical military infrastructure for all the things the United States also wants to do in the Middle East. So it's just, there's so many things like, you know, it's like people talk about it. It's like, it's our one main military base in the Middle East, really, like sort of colloquially.
I will say it does seem like it's breaking more like public opinion, or at least in the media more so than I've ever seen it, towards, you know, people being outraged on behalf of Palestine. I don't know what that's good for when thousands of Palestinians are being murdered, but it's still, it's a change. Like, I think, I don't know. I do think it's, you know, just where we are, what happened in 2020 in America with the Black Lives Matter movement and just everything kind of
pandemic and everything.
The pandemic. Yeah.
It's that pause, I think, gave people enough time to think for a second.
Yeah.
And see what's happening. And I think whether it's, you know, you see the, like, whether it's a U.S. where many white Americans had to confront this idea that, like, maybe societally I've been fed this thing very passively that I've been conditioned to look at another group of people as not being human.
Yeah.
And allowing to move like that. And I think that's happening in many different places. And yeah, I think you can just tell with what's happening even in within Israel with Palestinian Israelis there who are in the streets, you know, protesting, and the police are coming out. It's much different than many other conflicts that have occurred where people usually didn't take to the streets. Like there was this weird tacit like understanding of like, well, we'll tolerate these Palestinians who live in Israel as long as they don't get vocal about how we're genociding their people.
Right.
And now even that is beginning to change. And yeah, I mean, it's, everything is in flux at the moment. And all we can do from our side is just look at how, I mean, only a couple of our politicians are actually unequivocal in how they're describing what's happening. So,
right. Let's see. The New York City police will not be participating in the Pride Parade, New York City Pride celebration in general, until at least 2025.
There it is.
Which is kind of dope. It prevents the police from, as you put it, rainbow washing.
Yeah, Because before, you know, there was a group of, you know, LGBTQ officers who would march in the parade and, like, you know, kind of in solidarity with everybody there. But now they're like, you know what? Nah, we absolutely can't get over what we've seen with, yeah. I mean, I'm sure in this specific instance, the New York City police. And they're like, yeah, so what we're going to do, they said, quote, the sense of safety that law enforcement is meant to provide can instead be threatening. And at times dangerous to those in our community who are most often targeted with excessive force and or without reason. And yeah, great. So they've asked basically the NYPD to stay like a block away from what's happening, like to like quite literally keep your distance from us unless it's absolutely critical that you intervene. And they're putting more of their budget for their security towards, you know, trained like community responders and volunteers, like people who do this, who aren't police. And, you know, I think this makes sense. I mean, just putting aside, obviously, like the opposition to police that's born out of Stonewall and things like that with the history of the LGBTQ community in this country. But this feels like a good opportunity for an event to happen where you don't need police to ensure the safety. And you can begin to like begin to show people how you can manage things without police intervening. Where people are like, how could this event be safe? You're like, we actually have people there who are trained to intervene and de-escalate any manner of situation that we've predicted, probably like fights or stuff, people getting drunk and getting in each other's faces, shit like that, that we don't just need people coming around clubbing people for no fucking reason. And I think that, I hope like that could kick off a more momentum, because I think that's the only way people are ever going to see a glimpse of what it means to say, you know, we're saying we don't need the police in the traditional sense because we're actually going to be using our own methods of community intervention and de-escalation.
It'll be interesting to see how this spreads. Hopefully we start seeing this kind of more and more, and maybe see a city or two adopt this approach.
We shall see.
It is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia, and Transphobia.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I mean, it's so weird. Again, you know, we're like in 2021, and I just feel like the way everyone should just be moving is everybody's just trying to live. We have to begin to look at everybody as people just like us, no matter how different the perceived differences are, that we can connect to a basic level of humanity. And so much like, that's like the fucking one of the few last pieces is, you know, I think for anyone's development is to like let go of a lot of weird shit. Like over my years, I've had to let go of all kinds of prejudices I've had, which are born out of ignorance or lack of experience or knowledge, wisdom. And at the end, you realize you live a better life. You interact with people in a better way when you just connect to the same fundamental thing, which is we're all fucking people, man. And we're all trying to do the same shit, which is just to live our life and be happy. Maybe mine is about smoking blunts and hoping Arsenal does well and laughing when Harry Kane puts in a transfer request to leave Tottenham Hotspur. For other people, it's to be validated in their gender expression, having support, medical support, community support, not to be treated like someone who's subhuman. And we're all just trying to do our shit. And you know what? And some people are also on the same agenda as me. And you're like, oh shit, you like to smoke blunts and you like Arsenal too. Well, look at us. Just a couple of people with common interests.
Yeah, that was beautifully put. I feel like, you know, there are a lot of people in power in America who are fighting for the cause of like basically invalidating a lot of these people's lives. Like saying they shouldn't exist. Like that is some fucked up shit to wake up to.
And it's nonsense. And I think that's just, it's barbaric. And if we're actually going to acknowledge that we moved on, then you have to stand in direct opposition to that. Cause that's absolute nonsense. And that kind of thinking only like directly leads to our own downfall.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody. And, you know, sorry to people who have to deal with hatred in their lives.
Yeah.
It sucks. I know it, you want to feel like you belong or people don't, you know, want to let you thrive without fucking tossing their own bullshit your way. But you know what? I think more and more, I hope that we're moving towards this place of being able to see everyone's humanity. Cause shit, honestly, that's going to be the only thing we're left with eventually.
Yep. And then some NBA shit. The Warriors are trending. They are going against the Lakers, the defending champs, in a play-in game on Wednesday.
Gonna be something.
That's wild.
I can see Steph losing his mind, like just vaporizing us somehow.
Yeah.
You know,
he
like,
also ended the season by leading the league in scoring stuff, yeah, and just continuing to be completely out of his mind and unconscious.
It's unreal to see. So I fear that. I'm not going to lie, because I know his propensity to do supernatural things on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And, you know, granted, we have our big stars back, but it's only been a couple games, you know.
Who would you rather play in the first round? The Suns or the Jazz?
I don't even know, man. That's a fucked up question.
I like you in either series. I like the Lakers in either series, yeah, but that's wild that's your choice.
I think the Jazz will give us a better psychological boost if we come out of there beating them.
Right.
I think that would help set the tone for the rest of the postseason. And luck, I mean, shit, we eked out a win the last time we played in the regular season. So, and that was without the main attractions.
Yeah. And then Kwame Brown is out here talking shit.
Fucking straight shit.
Good to hear from him again.
He's just got a bunch of clips on. He was on All the Smoke and he was delivering. He had something to say about fucking everybody. Mm-hmm. But more than that, I think it's just a secondary wave, because then he went on like Instagram Live to like keep popping off. And as I just read the articles, it's just kind of funny to just sort of see like what he's like really in his feelings about. Like, you know, he definitely, there was like talk about Gilbert Arenas was like, yo, Michael Jordan destroyed his confidence and like that fucked him up. And like they're also kind of talking about, you know, like Kobe had said Kwame was afraid of the ball, and like that was like a big thing for him. So that hurt young Kwame, which is wild to think, like when they say retired player Kwame Brown, he's 39.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's a, when he was famous, he was literally a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that number one pick fucked him up.
Oh, for sure.
It fucked him up.
I think Jordan, Jordan's enough to fuck anybody mind up. Like he should have drafted somebody who was based on not like their promise and like their physical gifts, but like on them being somebody that he felt like he could work with and, you know, just physically and mentally dominate into being great. I don't even know who the best player was who came out of that draft, but that was definitely not the right pick to put Michael Jordan in there with a child. As we've heard him say, fuck them kids.
He's like, sink or swim, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's, let's see. Just look at this class. Kwame, Tyson Chandler, Pau Gasol, Eddie Curry, Jason Richardson, Shane Battier, Eddie Griffin, Rodney White, Joe Johnson, Vlad Rad.
Joe Johnson probably would have been a good.
Stephen Hunter, Kirk Heston, Michael Bradley.
Joe Johnson, number one.
Zach Randolph. Who else is in there? Yeah.
Zach Randolph on a Jordan team. That would have been interesting. Yeah, there's some tough dudes in there, though, that might have been able to.
Oh, and fucking Tony Parker.
Yeah, Tony Parker. Okay. Yeah.
Fucking 28th. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, mistakes were made.
This
is a fucked up draft class. I'm sorry.
Yeah. For sure. All right. That is going to do it for us for this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask if you'd like to. Definitely go out and get your vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.